Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Getting Dug with Hi. My guests are two comedians who are friends of mine and both have specials currently streaming on Netflix, the titles of which we'll find out in a second. Let's hear it, everybody, for Chris Porter and Steve Byrne. Thanks. Steve, I've already been warned that you're more of a...
Four dudes.
You're more of a... Yeah, it's a really hot dude crowd today.
That's why I got into comedy.
Here in the, you know...
Perform for dudes all in flannel.
In the spacement. Mostly flannel, you're right, as I survey the room. Chris is already... You generally wait till 420 to start smoking, but
I'm ready to take
I love
punch.
Your enthusiasm, because I was just about to attack Steve for being a drinker more than a smoker.
Sorry, yeah, I am...
You kill babies with your driving.
Yeah. No, it's what I've discovered is... You know, I am Korean and I am Irish, but the Koreans are the Irish of the Asians, if that makes sense.
They're the most Irish of all the Asians.
Yes, so they really enjoy their whiskey. So I doubled up, and that's my Achilles heel.
All right. Well, you're having some whiskey in your mug today, and
yes.
the proper stoners are just going to drink water, just try to stay hydrated. And but you'll take a couple of hits, though.
What?
I've never smoked with you before.
I only smoked pot once in my life.
Well, this is going to be time number two.
I don't know.
You don't want a bunch of people saying a bunch of hateful things to you, like on Twitter and stuff, do you?
Jeez, well, if everybody's doing it, I guess I have to now, right?
Just one hit. It's not going to...
All right, I'll do one hit, but I know what you're going to do. I think you have, like, some... Probably, like, it's called snake venom or something. You'll give me the most, you know, vicious one, and now I'll go home and I'll... You know, I won't recognize my daughter.
But see, that's the thing.
What's going to happen to me?
Weeds don't have mean names. You know how good the weed is by how high it is up on the Star Wars chain of command.
No, it'll be something. It's like you were saying. It'll be called like pillow talk. And I'll be like, oh, that sounds cute.
Yeah, yeah.
And next thing I know, I'm making a T-bone steak.
This one's not cute at all. This strain that we have today is called Amber Alert. And that's the worst name for a strain.
Does it make you feel like you're tied up in the back of a Dodge van?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm so wasted.
But you could just take a small hit of something just to play along. And I just appreciate that you came down because you have a show on TBS called Sullivan and Sons.
Yes.
And, you know, when Pete Holmes had a show on TBS, they refused to let him come on this show.
Oh, well, we're on hiatus right now.
So that's how it works. Can't get fired during the breaks.
We're hoping to get renewed. So, you know, that's why
you're waiting on a renewal right now?
We're waiting to hear our fate, yeah, on a fourth. So I'm just kind of...
Oh, I hope this doesn't ruin it. I'm not sandbagging your chances.
That's why I'm drinking my whiskey.
There you go, yeah.
There's no 420 on this.
No.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Has anyone commented on your penguin, by the way? This is an actual... Do you smoke it in this?
No, it's... what you do is when you have a roach,
that
you don't want to get burned, you put it in his mouth, and then you just suck the back of his head.
If I had a nickel.
Isn't it adorable?
Yeah. It's cute. It reminded me of Misery. Remember when he was going through the living room, and then the penguin knocked over, and then he went back, put the penguin, but it was the wrong way.
Oh. It's 419, you guys.
Answer.
That's the, yeah, sounded like a game show. All right, the two types of weed that we have on the table are a headband, which is a hybrid of indica and sativa. That might be a nice way for you to start it off. Yes. And then the indica is called Death Row OG.
Yeah.
So that one's going to be night smoke. That one can be pretty intense.
I smoked pot only once when I was in college, and this kid had this van, and it was one of my neighbors, and he always drove this van around, and they just would drive around and smoke pot, and they would play Oasis all the time. And I was like, well, if I do it, I got to do it before I leave college. So I listened to Champagne Supernova and went around in this Amber Alert van, probably.
Nothing will bring you down quicker than Oasis.
And then what happened that one time?
I got really sleepy. Is what ended up happening. So I never did it again because I was like, oh, I'm just going to get tired.
Who needs the thing that's going to make you sleepy? But do you ever have sleepless nights or insomnia at all? Or does the whiskey put you out every night?
The whiskey does the trick, yeah. I end up at Waffle House with this stuff is what happens.
Because if you know, at least you know that if you ever do have trouble sleeping, a hit of marijuana might be the...
Now I know.
Might be the
Now
cure.
I know. I'm 40. What am I saying? 37? 40 years. I had no idea.
Go ahead and round off my three years. Yeah, that's what I like to do. I'm 68.
I saw your lighter. Is that a personalized lighter?
Somebody made a few for me.
That's when you made it.
I brought him into the show to, that's when you made it, when you have a lighter with your face on it.
You're successful when you have two iPhones or a personalized lighter.
Yeah. Oh, that's what Larry the Camera Guy told me.
He smokes pot, you think?
No, I know he does not.
He does not. Okay.
He's a cigar guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. That would have been interesting.
Apparatus.
Oh yeah. Oh, we should be smoking.
Okay.
It's called a typhoon, but it has several. We call it the squirrel. Saxophoon is another one, but it's kind of hard to clear. And it's I put some indica in there, and I'm gonna give.
Every
it a
time
shot.
You guys do your little whatever you, I'll do my whiskey.
Whatever you do, your little whatever it is you're doing,
you're taking a hit, right? That's what the kids call
it. The premise of this show.
We're
yeah.
The pot.
See, and I'll say this. I came here knowing you guys were going to smoke, and you allowed me to drink. Thank you. I came dressed as though I was going to Benihana, because I'm going to go back smelling like Benihana.
There you go. Do they smoke a lot of pot at Benihana?
Let's just blow it in his face.
Oh, there you go. He'll be like our dog.
Like we have a dog together.
Steve. Doug gets him on weekends.
Yeah. You want to try this thing?
I do.
Okay.
Do you want to try
I put thing? The indica in there. Yeah, I'll switch with you.
Okay.
Do you want to try it? It's his. You want to try it? Do you have names for each one of these?
Try not to, because then people create Twitter handles with those
When
names.
You travel with these, though, by the way, do they look
what
like...
What do you do? I run the Twitter account for Doug Benson's third pipe, Larry. I live in my mom's basement.
That's definitely third pipe Larry is definitely gonna be a Twitter account by the time this show is over.
Oh, that's an interesting experience.
Yeah, I've learned that you gotta really work the carb and also put out the flaming butt in the thing in order to clear it completely. Not that clearing it is necessarily something you have to do.
Yeah, but you want to, because you don't want people thinking you're a lady.
Yeah.
This literally is like a dream come true for you, though, right?
Smoking next to you?
To get to be able to do this, smoke all the time, probably have things sent to you, get all these things shipped to you. You're like the premise of your show. Like, to have a podcast where I just ate pizza would be, for me, the greatest.
Yeah.
You could do that.
And to have pizza just sent to me all the time, all the
you
greatest
have
pizza
it
in the world.
Right after Doug's podcast.
Mm-hmm. Right, invite anybody who's still able to.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, everyone's going to wanna want pizza after this podcast.
Yeah. We just moved to another set in the other corner of the room, and there's pizza waiting.
You just literally just change the backdrop and just
Doug's
put
post-show pizza party.
Starting Steve Burton.
It'd be like all of Chris Hardwick's after shows. He does a Breaking Bad and Walking Dead. We do an after show for this show where Steve is just ready with some booze and some pizza.
But you'd be like, you know what? I just
over.
Eat DiGiorno's. And it's
Steve
like, no, you got to eat the pizza.
All right. That one I'm going to put
this,
down.
I've only been on here for a couple of minutes, but this is thus far my favorite podcast I've ever done.
Now, do you guys drink at all?
I do. I drank last night pretty heavily.
Yeah.
But so then I won't drink.
Do you double dip though?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Does that affect, like, is it a, I don't know, because I don't smoke.
I can't eat it. And if I'm drunk, I won't eat it. And that's mainly for the next morning.
Yeah.
It makes me sick. But I'll smoke and drink all night.
Yeah, the only time I've had a violent reaction to marijuana was when I ate too many brownies, but I was also drunk at the time.
Yeah.
And that was just, it all came out into
tequila?
A bush. I forget. And then, because the party was kind of outdoors, I just walked over to a bush and hurled into it and then went back to the party like nothing had happened.
Do you remember the last time we worked together officially?
Not Hawaii.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We work in Hawaii.
It's been a while.
So can I tell you this? We're in Hawaii working.
No, you can't tell me.
We're in Hawaii.
Shut up.
This has got to be 6-7 years ago. You're with Graham Elwood. Super nice guy. Palm Strike. Is that his thing? So we're working in Hawaii. We get these nice hotels. We're right by the beach. And Graham's like, hey, do you want to get some lunch tomorrow? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll go get some lunch. I'm like, where's Doug? He's like, he doesn't leave. He just sits in his room all day and just smokes. I'm like, but this is Hawaii. You wouldn't leave your room for Hawaii.
And that I think is that's bullshit.
That's what he told
me.
There is
no way.
And I think that's how dedicated you were to. I was like, he really likes his pot then.
Well, you know, I mean, I had a nice balcony that I went out on and smoked and looked at the view and enjoyed the weather.
So you didn't.
Played some of my music. I don't absolutely. Like public beaches, really.
You're not snorkeling.
People are way cooler from like 8 stories.
Yeah. When they're all walking around on the ground, not talking to you. Yeah.
Yeah. Acting like you're
but that's not fair to say that about Hawaii. I went out every day in Hawaii and did stuff. We just don't.
Okay.
Graham and I just didn't do stuff together because he surfs and I don't. So he always runs off and surfs all day, and I do my own thing. But that's funny that he's like, yeah, he just stays in his room.
That's what he painted a picture for me where I just pictured you just smoking,
blinds
like watching
closed.
Cops.
I mean, at the very least, I'd seek out a cinema or something. while I'm in beautiful Hawaii.
In Hawaii, you can rent those scooters, and if you've never smoked pot and rent a scooter,
that's fun.
You're missing out, son.
Can't you get a?
Okay.
A wind through your hair.
I'm afraid to operate any vehicle in Hawaii because, you know, they seem DUI happy over there. Like, every actor on Lost got one while they were shooting.
Which I don't get. Like, if you're making Lost money, get a driver.
I was just having this conversation today about Michael Phelps. Do you know that dude's worth? He's worth like $40 to $60 million.
Yeah,
and he drove himself home after playing poker for 11 hours or whatever.
Jesus.
Whatever gambling he was doing. He was coming from a casino where he just drank the whole time he was there and then drove home really fast and got caught. His second DUI.
Isn't it?
But after the first one, I forgot about it completely because people aren't shamed as much for that as being caught with a bong. Like, that's his story still, that he was caught with a bong. You can't have a conversation about him without that coming up.
Yeah.
But now he's got two DUIs because they won't let the man just have his weed.
But Subway stuck by him. Is Subway a big spot for you guys to get
it
your
is
munchies
just
on?
Is
munchies a myth, by the way, or is that real?
What?
Munchies?
Oh, no, it's super real.
It's super, okay.
Your blood sugar gets low. That's what pot does, and so your body wants food.
I learned today that Jack in the Box has a new line of boxes of food that you're supposed to get late at night, and it's called a munchie mashup or something like that. But it's got the word munchie in it. Like, it took this long for some food company to just go, hey, let's just fucking own it and call it munchie something.
Right.
Nobody's done it.
Well, I heard 7-Eleven was going to start, like, doing stuff in Colorado where you could, like, buy a joint in a pack with a Lunchable and a Capri Sun or something.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
I heard something that Peyton Manning started buying Papa John's after.
No, he just owned them. And he said because of the pot thing, it's like business is booming.
Yeah.
Right, but he wouldn't seek it out. Like, that's the thing to do now. I'm going to talk about it later in the show. In November, there's several different states, just a few, that are going to be voting to legalize it similarly to Colorado and Washington. Get there and start a business that would appeal to the pot crowd.
Yeah. I have a buddy in Colorado that was like a black market grower and now is like a completely legitimate grower.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, they can't keep up. Like, if I was an investor, if I was a stock guy, I'd be investing in weed.
Well, you have, though. You have been investing in weed probably since eighth grade, right?
I would, you know, on a more, like, I would try to get, you know, you can't go to a pot store and go let it ride. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd want back end money.
I think it should be legal because the way I think of it is this. If you can acquire it in eighth grade or seventh grade, then it's not really that illegal.
Yeah.
Because there were, you know, like sixth or seventh grade, that's when my friends started doing it. And I just never kind of did it. But I was like, they're in seventh grade. They can get it. And I'm in seventh grade. I'm thinking if they can get it, it can't be that illegal. Right.
Yeah. And it's a plant.
Yeah.
It's one of that and mushrooms, not to get all hippy dippy, but those are the only two drugs that just you can pick them out of the ground.
Yeah.
And get stoned.
Like, yeah.
There's not
like, science doesn't have to get involved.
There's not a line of coke on it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to do some shit.
Right.
I think if it comes out of trees and stuff, that's fair. That's fair game.
Yeah, we eat everything that comes out of trees. Is there anything that comes out of trees that we don't do
just
anything?
Like poison
I get pine cones we don't do shit with.
Yeah. And those berries.
Except around the holidays. Yeah, you come here for real intellectual statements like pine cones we don't do shit with.
Is that trending yet? That should be trending.
Let's get into your high history, Chris Porter. We know Steve's. They tried it once and made him sleepy.
I did not start smoking pot till I was 19.
That's a good starting point, I think.
Yeah, I felt like that was good because like all my friends that were huge potheads when they were 14, 15... They didn't do shit. Like,
right.
Very few of them are proud of where they're at. Like, they're
it might be
that,
too early to be too lazy.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of have to...
Well, you got
to
give your brain a chance.
Learn more and develop. Because yeah. I didn't start till I was 28. So that might be why I'm acing it, is because my brain wasn't going to get any more formed.
Exactly.
I don't. You're right. I don't know many potheads that dress like Knight Rider. So I absolutely agree with you. I mean, you have really taken a turn.
Man, I didn't see it until you said it.
It is kind of a Knight Rider jacket, I'd say.
Yeah.
But the rest of it.
You talk to the car, and you think the car's talking to you.
Lights up into the piano keys.
I call this jacket my Jim Gaffigan jacket because it's the sort of thing that you
Misnamed.
He wears these.
Gaffigan wears those?
He does. Something
not
very similar to this.
Yeah. A father of five cannot wear that.
He wears a nice leather jacket over a t-shirt and
there's
then
no
you
way.
Don't look so fat.
Doug no. Michael Nine Benson.
Not when you have the hairline of a newborn. You can't dress like that.
So now one of his fans needs to make a pipe that has lights and
that was a fucking hairy newborn. Did you mean hairy or bald when you said newborn?
No, I meant for Gaffigan.
Yeah, but yeah. I was a hairy ass baby.
You were?
Yeah, I had long hair. Like I was like a hippie baby.
You came out looking like a doobie brother.
Like the local paper, I was baby of the week. And we'll be right back.
Tenacious D proudly presents Festival Supreme at the Shrine Auditorium October 25th.
Festival Supreme 2014 is going to be tremendous. With a haunted house like you've never seen in a lineup quite stupendous. We got Cheech and Chong, Margaret Cho, Peaches, Angelina Garoppolo, Nick Kroll, gonna be great, Workaholics, don't forget the state. Nick Thune and the Aquabats, DJ Lance with the kick-ass hat, Doug Benson, Mystery Head, Norm MacDonald, listen what I said, TJ Miller, Drunk History, Maria Bamford, this I gotta see, and a bunch of other people, and get caught. Come on down and don't be late, October 25th, don't you hesitate. Come to Festival Supreme and have yourself a screamer.
17 or older, buy tickets at festivalsupreme.com.
Oh, I guess he still had plenty of time, but I just told somebody, get out! He ran out of the room. But I was going to ask him, 2,337, that's a pretty healthy number. Of people watching us as we speak. And
hello.
And then, you know, of course, we take Twitter questions. And someone named Platosaurus...
I'm in already.
...wants
I like
to
it.
Know... The question is not at all dinosaur-related. Just wants to know, Steve, what neighborhood Sullivan and Sons is supposed to be in?
It's supposed to be on the south side of Pittsburgh, which is like, if you guys have worked the Pittsburgh Improv, which I'm sure you have, and then you go to your hotel and you hang out by the nice balcony. But if you go out and hang out,
the balconies at that Hampton there.
Oh, it's horrible.
Me. It bugs me because there's that river right there.
Yeah.
The Marriott has a couple of balconies. If you get one, it's sweet because looking out at that river at night. And
can I tell you this?
What? It's nice.
I think we're within 7 to 8 years where you're going to hear of a comedian jumping in that river and saying, fuck it all. While in Pittsburgh.
It's not really a Canadian thing to do. There's not enough drugs in it.
But it's supposed to be on the south side of Pittsburgh where all the bars are. There's like on Carson Street, it's a one strip of just bars, and it's so fun. Sullivan and Son would be 2 or 3 blocks away from that because we couldn't afford the real estate. So it's one of those neighborhood bars. That's really ultimately what Sullivan is. So it's 2 or 3 blocks away from Carson.
There you go, Platosaurus. Like that. Asked and answered. What?
Is that near the Owls Club?
It could be.
But you don't go to the Owls Club? They don't take you up to the Owls Club when you go to the Improv up there?
No, I've never been to the Owls Club.
Dude, it's like one of those places where like they gotta like know you, like there's a closed circuit camera.
Oh, really?
And they only let one black guy in and he works at the Improv.
No, I've never been to the Owls Club.
He kept showing up.
Never been there.
Oh, it's funny.
Chris... You run in music circles. You have a band. I've come to see you play and enjoyed it greatly. Who's the most famous person you've ever smoked with? I know, right? There's got to be a good one in there.
Well, I mean, I guess Chris Robinson comes in.
That's what I was going to guess. I would have been a match.
But I don't know if there's been anyone... more famous.
It's a pretty good one.
Maybe.
Pretty good one.
A good one.
Pretty iconic.
I'll just take that one.
By the way, toured with Oasis.
What?
Toured with Oasis.
They did
tour. Oh, I thought you said toured with a racist. I was going to say, tell us more.
He's the keyboardist for the Black Crowes.
Oh, really?
Bam! Yeah. Very nice.
Along with being one of my very good friends.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I've probably seen him play. I've seen him a couple of times.
Yep, he's but yeah, smoking with him was fun.
Can I say this?
I was like trying to decide between moving on or
Doug's one of the most chill guys you'll ever meet. But sometimes it looks like he's about to shank you. Like literally it looks like there's like this death stare that goes into space or whatever, and I'm just like, is he going to stab me? Because I know you're
sometimes
not.
Sometimes people are like, what are you so sad about? Or what are you so mad about? And I'm like, my face, man. I'm just sitting here. I think you'll know it if I'm mad. I shout, you know. I get loud.
I've been around you when you've been upset.
I never seen him upset.
We were roommates.
It was the weirdest thing.
Oh,
they,
really?
They did this thing where they stick you in a room with somebody else in a hotel and you're sequestered there for like 3 days.
Yeah.
Unless you're like,
we had the party room.
Yeah. We had the party room in the hotel. And we also left the hotel every night and went to a nearby bar, and I never got caught. Somebody else got caught. He had a great idea though. He got a pizza delivery person to give him his shirt and his hat. And then he just left like he just delivered a pizza.
No way. I didn't know that.
I'll give you $100. I don't know what he gave him because he wanted to drink bad, you know, because the bar in the hotel closes at midnight.
Yeah.
And the bar next to the hotel doesn't close until 2. So we get 2 extra hours of drinking if we could figure out how to get out of the hotel.
Right.
I just figured out I just go out the exit that they aren't watching, you know, because the chaperones watch one exit.
Yeah. Right.
So I just went out the other way. But he went that whole elaborate scheme to go. But then he's standing around in a bar drinking a pizza place shirt. not a clean one, I should add. One that was worn by somebody.
What would be funny is if he saw a girl and he started hitting on her, and she was like, you work at Papa John's? He's like, no. I bought this from a dude, so they'll let me drink. And she's like, what?
Nobody's going to get in trouble, so I'll just say it. It was Sean Rouse.
Oh, yeah.
That's who it was.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So they sequester you for 3 days, but then at the end of it, you find out if you advance to the part where they're then going to sequester you on a boat with only 10 of you or whatever, or 12, I think they decided that year. So We find out that he's advanced and I haven't. I don't make it to the next cut and he does, but they still make me stay in the hotel another night because the next morning you have to do interviews and stuff. Yeah. So we had to spend that last night together and he was thrilled out of his mind, happy, a great thing had happened.
Trying not
and
to
I was
be
like,
really extended.
No, you were great. I thought you were great, but yeah. you thought I was, I seem mad to you.
You weren't mad, but you were definitely bummed. You were affected by it.
But you know what I did? I came back the next year.
And you fucking did
stuff.
Yeah,
and clawed my way to number six. But the whole time, people were going, what is that guy doing there? Like, we already know who that guy is, sort of. But I had a blast doing it. It was
But I remember...
I love that show At Midnight now because I love combining comedy with competition.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I was just brought up on it. I was on Star Search and all that kind of shit, you know?
Yeah,
I love to compete with comedy.
When Arsenio hosted, do you remember? For like 3 weeks he hosted it? It like came back.
Yeah, it was on CBS, I think.
Yes, and I did the very
it was a summer. It was a summer thing. It was a summer thing when they were like, oh, if you put on any piece of shit reality contest in the summer, everyone will watch.
And they're like, it's a piece of shit. We got to get Steve Byrne. So I was the first one on with Ty Barnett. And I at the time when I didn't. Look, if you think my material's bad now, you would have fucking hated it back then, okay? So I had this Bruce Lee kung fu porno bit at the time, and so they said...
I don't understand that disclaimer. What was that all about? You think I don't like your act or something?
No. I'm saying anybody watching.
Okay, so, you assholes.
Yeah, if you think... If they didn't like you, they're like, I fucking hate this guy.
Well, I'm just saying.
They do have to watch because we're so charming.
But I had this kung fu porno bit where Bruce Lee's like taking it all off in his kung fu style. So that's what got me on the gig. So they go, okay, we'd like you to do it. I go, great, okay, I'll do it. So then before I go on... It's an hour before I'm supposed to go on. They go, don't do that bit. And I'm like, you know, at the time, it's like, I don't have that many bits. So I'm like, oh, okay. And then literally 20 minutes before I go on, some producer pulls me aside. He goes, I'm not telling you what to do, but if you want to do it, you can do it. And I'm like, are you telling me to do it? He's like, I don't know. What? It's up to you.
That is so shady.
And so I'm like, I guess I'm supposed to do it. So I went out.
Sounds like they're telling me to do it.
And I did it. And then all of a sudden, they zoomed in on me. Like Elvis on Ed Sullivan. It was just my face, so you couldn't see anything. And I got booted off. Security escorted me off. And I felt like I ruined Hollywood. You know what I mean? Like when you're young. When you're young, you're just like, Hollywood, hey, I'm never... And I remember staying at this Holiday Inn. And Barry Katz was my manager at the time. I think he left, and he didn't even say goodbye. And nothing. And so I was at this Holiday Inn by myself, and I remember walking up and down like...
What a great manager.
It was just horrible.
Oh, you're having a horrible time. I'm going to not talk to you at all.
I remember seeing him leave in this BMW convertible, like...
Flipping you
like
off.
Just riding off into the sunset and an eventual podcast of his own.
Did he pull over and meet Whitney Cummings, like, right in
front of him? Let's do some pot topics.
Pot topic.
Number one, Colorado Supreme Court case, man fired over medical marijuana. Have you heard about this, Chris? There's this dude, he's paraplegic because of an accident that was not his fault when he was a teenager.
That's the worst kind.
He finds medical marijuana. He's in Colorado, works for a Dish Network. They give him a drug test. He just answers phone during the day, and he only smokes at night.
Yeah.
And they give him a drug test. He tells them before the drug test, oh, I'm going to test positive because I'm a medical marijuana patient.
Yeah.
And then they do the test, and then they fire him. And now he also can't get a job anywhere else because he was fired for smoking pot on the last job.
Yeah. Well, I think all that...
So it's going to the Colorado Supreme Court.
Okay.
Yeah, and they heard arguments yesterday.
The real punishment is that he worked for Dish Network.
Yeah.
Has anybody had Dish? Because I have, and it's...
Not good.
Well, his punishment should have been going back to work at Dish Network, to be honest with you.
Or having to call Dish Network and deal with his coworkers.
Yeah, you got to call Dish Network. And
Patty, you know me. Patty, seriously.
By the way.
I have to pay for Showtime for 3 months? I fucking hate you.
This guy should just get a job at a pot store. Like, a pot store can't say, we're not hiring you because you smoke pot.
Yeah, but... Yeah, you can do
that. I mean, right? There's got to be a lot of jobs.
Like the front door and stuff.
Pod topic number two. Anyway, good luck to that guy. That situation sucks. Maryland. Yay, Maryland. As of today, marijuana is, if you have less than 10 grams, you just get a civil citation, which is a fine varying from 100 for the first offense to 250 for the second and 500 for every subsequent one. Yeah. So Chris and I and 4, 5, and 6, we just know going into it, this is going to cost me $500.
Right.
The question is, do they take the pot?
I don't know. But if you're caught with more than 10 grams, which is, when would we have that in our pockets?
How much is 10 grams? I don't even know.
A quarter and an eighth.
Like, what does that look like? Is that a bushel? Is that a handful? I don't know what that is.
Well,
it's just a bunch of, it would be a lot.
I didn't watch Scarface that much as a kid.
It's about is that a lot? As much as Doug and I have smoked during this.
So it's not much.
I'm kidding. This, that is probably what?
That's an eighth.
That's an eighth?
When it's full, yeah.
When it's
yeah.
So what's 10 grams?
No, this full is a quarter. This full is a quarter. This is a quarter jar.
Oh, it is?
That's
this
an
is an
eighth?
Jar.
So this full is about a quarter.
Yeah.
So there.
All right.
Hey, man, thanks.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate that.
But then if you have more than 10 grams, it's crime still, and you can be arrested and stuff. But excited. I'm excited to go back to Baltimore. I mean, I always love playing there. It's nice people there.
What if you were like at 11? Can you like go around the corner and burn one, and then come back and be like, now weigh it?
That's That sounds like the kind of smartassy thing that cops really don't care to hear.
Well, I was thinking of it more of like a Benny Hill skit.
If they're already about to weigh your weed.
No, wait.
They're not going to let you sneak off with a little bit of it. I guess they'd have to guess that it's about that amount. They could say it seemed like they had that much.
Yeah.
And that would be just cause to bring you downtown and weigh it. If they weighed it and it came under, if you had a good lawyer, that would be the end of it. Well, if it was 9.9 or something.
At that point, you'd probably get your weed back.
Probably. Weirder things have happened. There's been some cases like that where I've heard stories of people actually getting their weed back.
When I first moved to L.A., I used to hang out with a dude from the real world named Puck, and he was telling me.
Dude, you're always name dropping. That's the thing about you, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, but at least, so many people.
At least we're not confused because he always says the show that they're from and their name.
It's just the more funny one. It's more funny that it's Puck.
Fucking Puck.
It's fucking Puck.
What's Puck up to?
I don't know, but at that time he was
not that good of friends. See, I told you he's a name dropper. Fuck you, Porter.
He's crazy.
It adds color to the story. I mean, look at how much fun we're having with it. I like it.
I like it.
One more pot topic, you guys. We're on a roll. Thousands of veterans lined up for free marijuana because they did a marijuana giveaway called Grow for Vets. And it was a hotel in Colorado, and close to 1,000 vets got a bag that had cannabis oil, edible chocolate bar, and seeds to grow their own plants.
Can you grow your own plants in Colorado?
Yeah.
Or is it that you can
grow
buy
your own plants in California if you have your card?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you
have the right. Mm-hmm. If you're a caregiver or a nurturer.
Just somebody with a card.
Yeah. Nice fella, I think they also call it.
Yeah.
But it was, good guy.
It's not easy to grow well. Like, it takes time. And
patience. I just remember my friends that did it, like, in eighth grade, they had, like, so you put a frog in, like, an aquarium.
Yeah.
With the black lights and stuff, and they grew it there. And these kids were getting high all the time. But I was scared to smoke pot in eighth grade because my buddy that did it, his name was Matt, I'm not going to say his last name, but he did it all the time. And then he lost one of his fingers. And I'm like, I'm good. And I just always associated him with losing a finger with doing pot. And I'm like, it's the stupidest thing. But when you're in eighth grade, you know.
Just giving in to the machine.
And I won't. And you brought up the Doobie Brothers either. I won't go into a concert and tape record it like they did on What's Happening. Because I don't want anybody getting bootlegs of any bands that I love either.
You know, he was a
guy that is in front of everybody with a smartphone up.
Yeah. Well, I went to see Paul McCartney the other night in San Diego. I'll say this. It didn't hit me until I was watching. I was watching Paul McCartney.
You give him a shit for the puck thing, and you're diving into Paul McCartney?
I don't know Paul McCartney. I paid $200 to see the fucking guy, okay? So I pay to see this guy.
Was it good, though? Was it good?
If I'm going to drop a name, by the way, it's going to be Paul McCartney, not fucking Puck or Pedro from the real world, San Francisco.
That made it funnier, though, I felt like.
So I go see him, and this dude
lights
up.
I heard Puck and Pedro are married now.
So this waft of pot smoke goes by me, and it hit me that the Beatles were the best band, not only the greatest band of all time in my mind, but the best band in terms of how they handled drugs. Yeah. You think of how many bands there are out there that did drugs that fucked it up, but they didn't. They smoked so much pot, but they never
They got arrested a lot for it, though, too.
But they never broke up, and they didn't get let it get in the way.
The pot back then wasn't that great. The acid probably was. But and cocaine wasn't really around yet that early. So it's not like, not that Motley Crue had any fucking talent in the first place, but they were doing hardcore heroin.
How'd that kid lose his finger again?
He lost it in a door. That's all I know. But I assumed
he was
high.
But that could be like a kid whose finger got caught in a door. That's what that is.
Yeah, but I assumed he was high, so I was always
scared. Kids get in accidents all the time and never high.
This is eighth grade, Steve, you're talking to. Yeah. You can't defend. I don't yell at me. I'm a guest. This is, man.
I wanted to show you before the show was over what it's like when I'm mad.
Well, when you get mad at me, here's what I'm going to do.
That was really, really mad at me. That was super mad at me.
Has he had his hit yet?
No, he hasn't.
You know something? I'm so happy with this whiskey. It's so fun.
You should give him
I'm really having a blast.
Whiskey is so much fun.
Whiskey is fun.
Yeah, why don't you try a Blackout X Vapor Pen?
I'll try a little
how it works.
How about I have a hit of whiskey?
Because here's what's going to happen, Steve.
Whiskey makes people hit
you. You can't go down in history, and this is history, of being the guy,
this is on history.
The only guest who didn't smoke at all. Doug Stanhope came on with the same I want to just drink thing.
Yeah.
And after one hit, he just kept hitting it and had a really nice time. He really enjoyed it.
Man, I'm going to tell you, I thought I was going to come in here. You're not going to twist
Your
my
wife
arm,
will
but
respect
Jesus,
you more.
My wife is going to kill me because tomorrow
I got to get my people to twist back when somebody says they don't want to drink. I even said, I said, if he really doesn't want to smoke, I don't think he should come on. And then,
Now the truth comes out. I didn't hear that part.
Well, that's what I'm saying. These conversations don't, if it was between you and I, it would be much simpler.
It's good for the viewership.
Keep going.
No, fuck you, Doug.
What happened?
What the fuck? What?
What happened?
Yeah, drama. What?
Huh?
You were saying, no, fuck him, man. Fuck that dude.
No, I didn't say that. I was like, he shouldn't be on.
Fellas.
Yeah. But then I had the idea.
I'm just trying to be the moderator.
But then Chris Porter popped into my head. And I was like, that'll be a fun show, having those two guys on together. And Chris is going to smoke like a monster that he is. And which reminds me, you should take another hit of something.
Cool.
And,
this one.
You got the 2 minutes, son.
Yeah, yeah. But you guys are doing great. I mean, I say that every week, but you're doing the best ever. Like he's in the best shape at this point in the show, just sipping on his whiskey over there.
I'm not sipping, by the way. Wait, am I sipping on this? And you saw how much I poured in. Would you attest to that?
Pretty full.
Thank you very much. It was pretty full.
Here's how you work this.
You gotta have your pinky up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what the fuck? It's like a pan flute.
It's like a nice glass of Chardonnay.
As a man, I can't do that because that's like the Capri of...
I know, it doesn't look manly, but boy, is it...
It's like a baby slim.
It's a nice hit. Just take a little hit of it.
How about during the break?
During the break, when the cameras are off.
How about during the break, like a real man?
Listen, let's
keep it under the sheets.
Let's get anyone from TBS that's watching right now hotboxing your office.
They're not.
They are. But anybody... that can just say Sullivan Sons is back. If we get a renewal during the break, he can't. He can't.
Then I would
smoke
celebrate
with me.
Here.
Celebration hit. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
But earlier you said you were going to have a hit, though.
Sorry?
Earlier you said you were going to have
said that?
A hit.
We can go back and look
at the making things up, dude.
He's a snake.
We can go back and look at the not tape because it's digital.
You know something? I feel like I'm on Judge Judy right now.
No.
I got the heat lamps in front of me. You guys think you caught me in a lie. You're going to drill. Yeah, it's Nancy Grace.
Nancy Grace.
You know
Imagine
something?
Me 30 pounds heavier and a lot angrier.
But a woman I would hook
How
up with.
How dare you?
I would hook up with you on a Tuesday night.
No, no. That's a woman that would just... That one's for his friends who didn't make it.
Yeah. So I got a 2-minute break and then I'm going to refill this.
I would
and
say
act like
nice.
A gentleman.
And
by the way, this is why I love hanging out with comics, because these are circumstances I don't normally get to do where I get to hang out with comics. So
well,
I appreciate it.
Well, you don't normally get
on
to
that
watch
note.
Two of your friends smoke a shit ton of pot while other people record it.
But it, you
that's
know,
what everybody's doing now.
Yeah, Steve, if we're like in a little circle outside the improv, he just goes by, gives a nice wave. You
yeah,
know?
Well,
like
I'm in and out. I got a wife and kid now,
he's
man.
Got
you
a
know,
thing and another thing.
I got to wake up tomorrow to go to Disneyland. I got to go stand for 2 hours in the Frozen line.
Go to Disneyland tomorrow.
Yeah. You're probably going to take me on a private tour. God damn it!
No, you guys, if you went to Disney, you'd have fun.
Do you get a special anything?
Oh. No. I drive a Dodge. No.
But you'll pay the most for the best
yes.
tickets or whatever?
Yes, I'll be that guy.
VIP yeah, experience?
Speed
yes.
passes.
Speed pass, done. I pay for a speed pass to go on that Dumbo ride.
Did
we float
TMZ
up and down.
Come after you at the airport?
Me? No.
I forgot we're supposed to go to a commercial. We'll be right back.
They say L.A. is the home of the fakes. That's why I keep my residence east of Silver Lakes. Doing what it takes to get by and get a piece of the pie. I gotta buy a bunch of stuff that starts with I. Phones, Macs, and pads, you better go ask your dad what it was like in the old days they had. Artists and crafts and skills, that's how they stack the bills. Nowadays, people only know how to snack on pills. For reals, don't you think that I can tell by the way that you act that you're going through hell? The psychological frontier is finally here. That's why I slam it. Beer and try to have no fear. Every night I dream I'm in a haunted house full of malevolent ghosts just trying to come out. They wanna put me in a grave, but I'll never be a slave to another soul's misery. It's me that they trying to bum out.
One! All right, we're back. Chris is hitting it like a champ.
I hope we were on that camera, because that would have been sweet.
And Andrew Yanak wants to know, what kind of whiskey is that jerk drinking?
Am I allowed to say the names or?
Sure.
Oh, Black Label. It's Black Label, but I am a Jameson guy, so I do Jameson, but I'll do it. I'll do really anything.
He didn't write jerk. I wrote that.
I saw.
He just said Steve. People are nice on the Twitter. Twitter's nicer than the message boards.
Are you guys a little off put by the fact that every bong, most of them, are very phallic in nature?
Doesn't bother me one bit.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was, you know, if it had like a head and balls, yeah.
I mean, considering
let's just roll a joint.
Hold yeah. something very phallic up next to our face every night of our life. But
yeah.
The fact that those things, like, some of these are more phallic than I would have
That's
anticipated.
Not very phallic. That's more giraffe.
This, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable.
That's vulgar.
That's
Margaret Cho wanted to put that inside herself.
Man.
We're trying to figure out which end would go where. But
oh, no, the three things go in the butt. That's for sure. That's like how that works.
Well, I think, you know.
I don't know. This is so big, this top part.
But 2 decades in show business, you're right. It could go anywhere.
No, so. You're absolutely right.
Do you guys like magic?
Yeah.
Because it's game time. You're going to watch a magic trick.
Oh, weird, right? Bye, Doug. Hi.
No, that is Doug.
Good. Yourself?
I've got two piles of queens here. And Steve, do you want the red pile or the blue pile?
Well, Zach Efron's cousin, I'll take the blue pile.
All right, and name one of the queens, clubs, spades, hearts, or diamonds.
I'll go diamonds.
All right, name one of the black queens, Chris.
I'll go clubs, because that's not racist.
All right, I actually need predictions. You said the blue pile, right?
Hey, you're the magician.
All right, I actually made a prediction. The queen of clubs, right there. We'll take this other pile. What'd you say?
I said diamonds. What's that?
But he said clubs.
I did say clubs.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the card switch, and there's the queen of diamonds.
Yeah, don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy.
I was actually so sure you were going to choose the queen of clubs and diamonds, though, that I switched which pile they were from.
Jesus Christ.
And I was actually so very sure you'd choose those two queens, I didn't even use any other queens.
You get the fuck out of here. You're evil magic.
He usually doesn't hang out anyway, so you don't really have to tell him to go.
I didn't mean
what
to
fuck.
Nice work, Gabe. I'm sorry I left my blue cards here. It would have looked better if it was just on the table, but
he left no applause, by the way. You clapped at us without even doing anything yet. And he does amazing magic, and nobody clapped. Come on, guys.
People are just...
That was beautiful.
That's the magic of Netflix.
Okay.
Oh, that's a great way to get into it, you guys. We got to do your plugs. You both have Netflix specials that are currently available on there. Chris Porter's is called Ugly and Angry.
Yep.
And Steve's is called Champion. And Steve's is also available.
Well, it's ironic, Porter. It's irony.
I didn't even know how to say it. It's called Champion. Champion. Steve Byrne. Champion.
Hey, Doug, thank you for plugging me.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Who's not going to... Everyone's going to remember Champion.
My special's available. I don't know if it's out in stores yet, but it's available on vinyl records.
Ooh.
And it's blue.
Ugly and Angry. And then Steve's got... Oh, you both have upcoming road appearances. Chris is going to be at the Virginia Beach Funny Bone October 9 Buzz through 12.
No, it's like, Richmond.
I like that place. I hope he interrupts your plugs.
Here's the part where you... not the Black Crows. I'll interrupt my own.
Okay. October 9 to 11, Chicago Improv.
How about
the
band?
Chicago Improv. It's not in Chicago.
That's right,
it's
yeah.
Not.
It's in Schaumburg. And then October 23rd to 25th. But it's a nice club, though. I'm not disparaging the club.
It's super tiny.
October 23 to 25, Foxwoods. Oh, I'd never do that. That's crazy. Foxwoods Comedy Club in Connecticut. I mean, lots of great comics play there, but it just seems like I don't like... gambling crowds really that much.
Is your scene San Fran? Is that like the Mecca for you?
I like it. I like it there so much. I'll just say San Francisco. I'll just say the whole thing.
Dude.
San Fran, Portland? Is Portland number two for you?
Portland's up there. Yeah. Portland might be one.
Vancouver?
There's like at least there's about seven of them that I just, really love. Maybe
Vancouver
maybe
in your
more.
Top seven?
Possibly. I do like Vancouver a great deal. I like Toronto a lot.
Two of my most epic smoke sessions have been with him in San Francisco.
Yeah.
The first one was New Year's Eve.
Oh, God.
We're walking in the door, and he reads out, he goes, Porter, remember, engineer room C, remember that. And we go out the door, and I'm like,
Jesus.
I'm like, what? But I remembered it. And
he's like the De Niro of heat. You got to know your exit before, you got to know what your safe house is before you can get into
business.
So check
this out. We do the show, we're selling our stuff, and everyone's like, I want to smoke with you, I want to smoke with you.
Is this between shows?
We're at intermission. We did the first part, and then there was another part.
To one show.
To one show. It was one of those big theater, it was Todd Barry and Amy Schumer. And, there were a bunch of names. And so he told everyone, engineer room C, and we walked out. And there's just a sea of people with paraphernalia, like an army.
Yeah.
And we just sat there for 30 minutes and got stoned. And then the second one was at the
Army of Lightness.
It was crazy.
Yeah, I have a good time out there.
See, the way you say that scares me. Like, if you go back and rewind the Army of Lightness, go back, freeze frame your face, you'll see what I'm saying.
It seems scary.
A little scary, but I know that underneath it all, there's a gentle teddy bear.
Doug's plugs. I'm showing Doug Loves Movies in Madison, Wisconsin this Saturday at 4:20. Stand-up in Sioux Falls the following Saturday, and I'll also do stand-up in Nashville on November 6th. All my dates, deets, and links are DougLovesMovies.com, as always. But we'll also put a thing on the screen for where you can get overpriced mugs and fairly reasonable T-shirts. The T-shirts are very good in quality, I must say. if I were impersonating Ed Grimley. Thanks, you guys.
Thank
you did it. Or you sort of did it. We'll see what the reaction
we're
is.
Champions.
Steve Byrne, first ever complete non-smoker.
I made
on
it
the
through
show.
The whole time without.
I believe you did. We blew it in your direction quite a bit, so you might feel a little something.
You really did, by the way, up top. You really did, and I'm a guest.
But yeah, it's time. We got to get the fuck out of here. We will see you not next Wednesday, but the following Wednesday. See you in 2 Wednesdays.